Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic?
Hey.
That's right. This time, here I am. Now, before I get into my show, man, let me tell y'all something. You got to watch my moves. You got to pay attention to what the fuck I be doing. Because there's one thing about me, I don't stop. I don't quit. And goddamn it, this weekend, I signed that fucking contract, sent it back. Motherfucker got me 80%. I'm getting 80%. Now, shit, that's a hell of a deal. And what I'm saying is, a motherfucker, I didn't even use a lawyer. I mean, I ain't saying I'm a lawyer, but I know what I'm looking for as far as what a contract is. And this dude was, you know, he was really clear. He was really serious. And what I'm saying is, I was ready. That's the dope part. What I'm saying is all this shit I be talking, I be doing shit. That motherfucker say, man, you know, I got to have it in an e-book form. I say, I got that, man. He said, well, I'm going to need it in Kindle form. I got that, man. Well, the graphic, I got that, man. Well, it has to be in this format. I got that, man. He said, goddamn, man, I never fuck with nobody that had everything already ready. You ain't been fucking with no old motherfucker like me. So, well, we go. You know what? Before I really, really, really get started, you got to give me 30 seconds. Let me go get some water because I feel these teacups coming. So, what I'm really saying, where I'm coming from, what we gonna talk about is some real shit. You know, not my shit. We finna talk about real shit for you. What's more realer than what the fuck you think about your goddamn self when you going out trying to fuck with a bitch? I ain't talking about on a date. Sometimes you going out looking for a bitch. See, confidence is really key here. It is, you can't express yourself. If you can't say what's on your mind with ease, it's going to show the woman that she can't relax. And if she can't relax, she ain't going to be paying attention to what you're saying. I know. You don't give a fuck. You just want some pussy. Man, you just don't know how much pussy I be getting. And I be telling bitches, I ain't getting a fuck. Look, don't get me wrong. I don't say those words like that. But I'll let them know. Because I'm not finna go for no bullshit. What I'm saying, the more difficult you show that it is for you to have a smooth conversation, a smooth delivery, the more uneasy you make that woman you're speaking with. You know what I mean? No, that bitch don't know what you mean. She gonna say she do. But she's apprehensive after she say she do, because she knows she don't. And your silly ass gonna keep on talking like she do. I'm saying, man, you gotta understand game. Game is a starting point that already has an end point. You just have to get to the end point, staying within the boundaries of what the fuck you doing. No, you guys don't want to think like that. Women really and truly want to believe you, motherfuckers. They want to believe you. I'm telling you, I got a little 25-year-old and I got a motherfucker 55-year-old. And they the same. The pussy different. Their mentality is different. But what makes them tick is the same. I'm just saying, man. They want to believe you. That's why it's so easy for you to lie to them. See, but a real motherfucker will know you end up the way you start out. So if you start out lying, you're going to end up lying. Which means from start to end, you're going to have to lie. If the bitch cannot take the truth, why the fuck would you want to fuck with her? Oh, that's right, because you'd be doing some underhanded shit. Or some whatever cheater shit or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But now, how do a pimp have five bitches without cheating? Because all them bitches know about each other. So you ain't got to be a pimp to have more than one bitch. But you do have to know how to let them bitches know they ain't the only motherfucker you fucking with. Because how the fuck do you think I do it? Man, you don't understand. When you live in a hood, like, you know, I live in the hood. Man, I catch bitches, they be from the hood. Some of them. But what I'm really saying is, when I catch a bitch that live up the street from me, but I got some other bitch that live on this side of town that's fucking with me, I'm saying, what am I supposed to do, choose between them bitches? No, bitch, you choose. Because that's what bitches do. Bitches can choose. I'm not choosing. I'm going to do what I'm doing. I'm going to fuck both of them motherfuckers unless one of them choose not to want to be in that kind of shit. Because I'm telling them, from Jump Street, you ain't the only bitch be coming up in here. So don't be coming over here without calling me. Don't, you know, if you ring my doorbell, I ain't answering if another motherfucker in here. So every time they coming out and they see my car out there, sometime I'll be with my daughter in her car. They be thinking, oh, you got a bitch in there. Well, that's what you think, then that's what I got. Because what I'm saying is I don't give a fuck. I care about what time it is. Otherwise, if you start out lying to a motherfucker, you're going to have to continue lying to that motherfucker. And what I'm saying is, here you are, in deep down inside, which you don't want to admit, deep down inside, you really want a relationship. Yeah, but you know for a fact you lying like a motherfucker. So how you going to trust the bitch? You don't know one lie she told you. But you know everything you building is based on lies. So how you going to trust her? Man, I ain't saying bend over and split your motherfucking asshole open and not expect to get fucked in the booty. I ain't saying that kind of goddamn shit. But I'm saying you're going to have to trust a bitch. And you can't trust no bitch if you can't trust yourself. And how the fuck can you trust yourself and you know you's a lying motherfucker? How can you do it? See, what I'm saying is when you're getting at a woman, you should take under consideration that she might not fully understand what you're talking about. Why? Because you say, you know what I mean? Fuck that. I don't say that shit when I'm talking to a bitch. This ain't no way in the world you're going to know what the fuck I'm talking about. So how can I expect you to know? And if you know what I'm talking about, I don't want to fuck with you because you's a player. So my thing is this. The bitch ain't going to know what I'm talking about, and she especially not going to know. Now, excuse me. She may not know what you talking about. And she especially not going to know if you speaking about something that's particular to you. How could she know that? She can't. So what I'm saying is, that's why you got to speak plain English. Plain motherfucking English. And what I'm saying is, when you use that, not only do this bitch not have to guess what the fuck you talking about, since you breaking it down, delivering it so plainly, you're going to be able to think about it in these plain words. So what I'm saying is, the more bullshit you put in your goddamn mix by lying, the harder it is going to be for you to think about what the fuck you really trying to think about. Okay, you don't understand. But me, I personally, I don't want now one of you motherfuckers to have any kind of confusion. And I damn sure don't want no bitch to have no confusion when she talking to me. No kind of misunderstanding. I don't want you not knowing what I'm saying because you think some shit. No, bitch. This means that you have to be ready. Not to explain, but deliver a proper explanation as far as whatever fucking thing you saying, everything you thinking, whatever the fuck could possibly come in the conversation. Because how can you control what this bitch gonna say? How can you control what she gonna think? You might be talking about whatever the fuck you talking about. The bitch asks you a question. I'm just saying, the bitch ain't go with my goddamn arsenal, because my arsenal ain't provided, no question for this bitch right now. But since she asked it, I'm sharp enough to answer it and get right back to my motherfucking arsenal. I'm not going to let that bitch question make me get off of what I'm doing, but I'm certainly going to let that bitch know I'm listening to her and I can, handle whatever the fuck. Y'all don't think like that because y'all don't trust yourself. Y'all want to trust everything else but yourself. Yeah. How's it working out for you, fellas? You motherfuckers. What I'm saying is, I trust me. I get pussy. I get money. Then I do what the fuck I want to do. And what I'm saying is, if that ain't living good, kill me. Now, of course, I don't have the most money. And I don't have the most luxurious living accommodations. But I didn't say that. I only care about what I'm doing. I pay all my bills. I do every fucking thing I do. When I go buy gas, you ain't giving me no $5 worth of gas, motherfucker. Fill me up. And matter of fact, that's one of the ways I know if I'm having a comfortable living existence, by the way I buy gas. Because if I go and buy $20 worth, I'm broke, snaking, and hungry, and I'm living miserable. To me. But shit, I ain't had to do that. I go fill up. Hey, man, fill it. I mean, I just fill up. So, my point is, when you talking to a broad, you got to hope she going to ask you a question or two. And you got to really hope the question be about what the fuck you talking about. So you can expound on it. So you can go a little further, a little deeper. Hey, man, 412, what's up?
Yeah, Buck, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, man. I like how you said that you gauge how comfortable you are with your living and what's going on by how much, the fuel and what you're doing with your gas tank, because that equates to something else. So for me, that equates to your success with getting the 80% contract, because everything that they hit you with You was already prepared for it. You already had it. You stood up to it. And they was impressed that you was prepared and ready to go. And that's the same thing with a bitch. You got to be prepared. You got to know what you're saying, what you're doing, if you're faking, you know what I mean? You got to know, you got to be prepared and have all your tools and have thought about everything that it is that you're doing so you can be prepared so you can get that 100% contract with that bitch.
Hey, check game, man. What you said right there, not only is it true, but it's based in sidewalk universal diversity philosophy. Because you know that I told you, sidewalk university ain't teaching you about catching no fish. Sidewalk university is teaching you how to have what you want to have in life by using your conversation. And, you know, it can be a job interview. It could be just like you say, getting at a bitch. It could be what I was doing, negotiating a contract. But what I'm saying is you're right. Because what's right, let me ask you this. If you got to pick what's right about what you're saying, what is the one thing that is more right than anything?
The one thing that is more right than anything is prior planning, knowing what it is that you're going to do in any given situation. Being prepared.
Man, you're giving up all the goddamn game, nigga. You already answered the question.
Hey, you're going to ask me a question, man. I'm going to give you the whole answer so I can make sure
Hold on. Let me block you because I don't want to hear your goddamn mouth. Let me tell you a motherfucking ass something, man. All you motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck what you learn. I don't give a fuck how much you believe in what you learn. But you don't bump heads with me on my shit. Because I'm going to block you or I'm going to X your motherfucking ass out. Learn how to know what you know and shut your motherfucking mouth. Because this is not your show. If you want a show, get you a motherfucking show so you can talk all that goddamn shit you talking. I'm a Rolls Royce nigga. Cash dollars, motherfucker. A Gatsby, the Corville, first of 250 made, motherfucker. That kind of shit is not impressive. What's impressive is if you could have that shit and still have your nuts. Understand that goddamn shit. You ain't fucking with no regular motherfucker. Now, let me get over what the fuck I was talking about on my goddamn show. Goddamn motherfucker. Because I'm always on my motherfucking ABPs. I'm always playing, and I know what time it is, because I think a motherfucker always playing. And if that motherfucker ain't playing, that's on him. Because if you ain't, you're going to get played. That's life. And you motherfucking stupid motherfuckers that think because you do whatever being right now, or you make a move right now, or whatever, motherfucker, that shit going to catch up with you in a motherfucking year. And if you don't watch out, it's going to catch up with your motherfucking ass much quicker. Because you think you the shit, motherfucker, and you ain't shit. You ain't the only motherfucker that can have whatever the fuck you got. There's 100 other motherfuckers with hella more than you. And you might run into them. And what the fuck are you going to do? Talk that goddamn shit? Don't nobody want to hear that shit. Everybody already know that. All of us know that bullshit you motherfuckers talking. Ain't nobody even talking about that goddamn shit. I'm talking about thinking ahead of the motherfucking bitch. I'm talking about what thinking ahead of the goddamn bitch do for you. It's a constant ego booster. And when you doing that shit, then you staying sharp in your motherfucking conversation. You know, it makes you feel a certain way. Now, in the game, I got a Rolls Royce, five motherfucking hoes, bunch of jewelry, reputation, blah, blah, blah. And this other nigga got the same shit. And we in the joint. And we disagree. What you gonna do is listen to what this motherfucker's saying. You gonna let this motherfucker finish? because you're a big nigga. You ain't finna argue. You ain't finna cut this nigga off. You ain't finna let this nigga go ahead. Now, if the nigga taking 20, 30 minutes to say what the fuck he's saying, nigga, I ain't got him all this time. Can you get to the point? Now, you can do that. But I'm saying all that trying to match butt heads with what you think, all that bullshit, that's punk rank bullshit. Punks do that. Little bitty boys that got something they didn't think they should have, and they motherfucking showing out. Motherfucker, Charles, I'm talking to your punk ass. Nigga, matter of fact, I'm finna put your motherfucking ass back on. Nigga, I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to. Nigga, whatever you got to say is heard now, because you back on. I'm saying, nigga, I'm sick of you calling up in my motherfucking show trying to tell me something because of what the fuck you realize fucking with me. You listen, nigga?
I can hear you every loud and clear.
Well, man, I'm sick of that motherfucking shit. Do you hear me?
I ain't
don't call my
you.
Show no more. Listen, nigga. Don't call my show trying to tell me shit. Get your own motherfucking show. And when I call in, then you tell me something. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you loud and clear, bud.
Well, because I don't give a fuck about your success, nigga. You got your success fucking with me. I ain't trying
I
to hear you
did.
Fuck you and fuck all the shit. You know, you hit me with
I'm
that
just trying to let,
nigga,
I'm just
what?
Trying to let it be known. I said, I'm just trying to let it be known, bud.
Let what be known?
That I got what the fuck I got fucking with you. Because I ain't sound like this before. I wasn't having
nigga,
life
you,
like
nigga,
this
nigga,
before.
Nigga, you did sound like that before, but you didn't have no motherfucking shit to stand on. Now you got some shit to stand on, and you don't know how to handle
it. Yes, I do.
Yeah, well,
yes,
learn,
I do
how,
got
ha-
shit to
learn
handle.
How to handle it, nigga. You ain't got to push your shit. Your shit
I got that
itself.
Shit fucking with you. I got
no,
that
nigga.
Shit fucking with you. SWU.
Hey, see, that's why you got to be blocked. Because I don't be willing to talk over no nigga. And what I'm trying to say is this. Fuck this nigga, man. What I'm saying is, this nigga doing well. He could have been doing well if he would have motherfucking, you know, did what he learned to do. But the nigga learned to do it fucking with me. Okay, so what I'm saying, now the nigga got access to me, so now he gonna call me, match wits with me. Nigga, you ain't even gotta do that. Match wits with who the fuck you fucking with. Because you can't match wits with me. The only thing you can do is get smashed. And if you want to, like I said, I'll open up this motherfucking mic, let you open your mouth, and I'll tell you right now, everything you say ain't gonna be damn sentence. That my motherfucking ass ain't gonna check. And I'm gonna check you with real game. So what I'm trying to do, what nigga, I seen you go off and come back on what?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm just trying to spit game. I learned it from you. I'm applying it, I'm doing it, I hear it in what you saying, and I was just calling it out, man. I was supporting you in what you were saying from a different angle, that's all.
Well, nigga, let me tell you something about your angle. Take your angle and give it to one of them bitches you fucking with, because I don't give a fuck about your angle. I don't give a fuck about you supporting me, nigga. Support your goddamn self. Support your motherfucking self, because you the one that got game now. I've been having it. Don't fuck with me on this game. What you do is be happy you got some and do whatever the fuck you learn to do. And do it like you're supposed to do it, like you learned that too, nigga. Because what I'm saying is fucking with me, trying to match wit with me, trying to go word for word with me, ain't what you learned from me, nigga.
That ain't what I learned from you. I learned to hear that. I learned to hear that game and pick it up loud and clear, man. And that's what I was doing. And I got excited.
Hey! If that's what you learned, then get this, motherfucker. Stop the bullshit. Call in if you want to, but you better spit some shit that's going along with what the fuck the conversation is about. I don't want to hear. I mean, of course you can say whatever the fuck you got to say if it's about your point. But as far as matching wits or bumping heads with you, that ain't what I want to do, nigga.
My point was being prepared. Get you what you want.
That is your point. You should have said that and been done. But you didn't. Or we wouldn't be talking about this shit.
Because I was taught to expound on what I need to say. I need to let people see and expound on it.
Hey, listen, and I'm going to be done with you. What I'm saying is this. Everything you're saying is true. Everything you're saying is correct. But you handled it wrong. Or I would not be doing what I'm doing. Period. Now, if you want me to remember what you said and when you said it, fuck that. I don't remember that. But I do know that when you listen to this motherfucker, you're going to hear where the fuck you did what the fuck I'm saying. And I'm done with you, man. Fuck you. Now, what I'm saying is this, man. That motherfucking woman that you speaking with is not afraid to rank your ass. She ain't afraid to spot your goddamn shortcomings. Just as that motherfucking bitch ain't afraid to give you her full attention. I don't know what you want from a bitch, but I want her full attention. She ain't afraid to give it to you, but the bitch ain't gonna give it to you. You gotta take it. And then when she's struggling to keep it, and she realizes your strength is a little more, she's gonna release. And that bitch gonna give it to you. She's gonna give you her full attention. And if you speak smoothly, and you don't stammer with that fucking bullshit, and you don't stutter, you know what I'm saying? You can lead that woman with your words. And you can have her follow your actions. Your words and actions are fucking the same. What you're saying, you're doing. I've done it a million times. With a million bitches. But if I miss any one of them motherfucking elements that I'm telling you about, of engaging conversation, or making this bitch understand who you are, or who I am, even I'll miss. I didn't miss many times. It ain't about how many times you miss. It's about what you get from missing. You got to be willing to learn. You got to be willing to execute the ways of a full-fledged alpha motherfucker. When it comes to women, when it comes to men, when it comes to life, you don't get no goddamn do-overs. You don't. You got to understand, if you're not able to exude and clearly show that you clearly understand the philosophy of being an alpha man, then your ass ain't alpha. You got more growing to do. Who gives a fuck if you got alligator shoes on? If your motherfucking ass ain't sharp enough, of course you had enough money to buy the alligator shoes. But if you ain't sharp enough to be wearing them when you had them motherfuckers on walking down the street, ain't nobody gonna notice them until you pull up and stop and say something to a motherfucker and tell them about your alligator shoes. Then they'll notice that shit. But man, let me tell you something. I could have on some leather shoes. Let's be walking down the street and the motherfucker see me and they gonna say, oh yeah, they ain't even looking at my shoes. Yeah, he got alligators, gators, like a motherfucker, because of how I carry myself. Then, when I pull up and they see I got leather shoes, they're going to say, damn, they ain't going to even think about them goddamn shoes. Because it's going to be about me. It ain't going to be about what the fuck I got. It's going to be about my black ass. And unless you fully understand the philosophy of motherfuckers like me and the importance it has to your very existence, you're going to get wore out trying to live this motherfucking shit I'm talking about. You can live for some months. You can live for a year or two and then your motherfucking train come tumbling off the tracks. What the fuck you gonna do then? If you a punk motherfucker and you letting shit make you think you the shit, then when that shit gone, what you gonna be? Nothing. And that's what you gonna think. And you gonna punk out. Very seldom will a motherfucking woman respond with open arms. I mean, unless she, like, invited you to speak with her. But the way you are perceived by a woman from your initial approach depends on how you handle her initial response to your approach. And this is because, partly because of society's hold on what women think and do. But if you know this, a woman will let you fuck the shit out of her. You know, everything, do everything. And then go home and read some kind of book to tell her when to call you again. That's what bitches do. Some dudes do it too. Should I call the next day? Motherfucker. This is so crazy. But, excuse me. What a motherfucker, what a woman will do is allow you to continue at your own discretion. She's going to allow you to continue fucking with her and hang yourself. Or get closer to her. She's going to do that. And you get closer to her by letting her see you. I ain't with that. You want me to go do what? No, I ain't doing that. Okay, baby, I'll do that for you. Yeah, girl, come on, girl. You know, some things you'll do, some things you won't. I suggest you try to interpret everything a bitch do and say. And I suggest you interpret it to be something you won't out of this chance meet. Because you just meet her. Everything this broad say has a hella effect on what this meeting is going to result in. So you got to really be analyzing what that bitch saying. And as you interpret it, you got to try coaxing that motherfucking bitch to agree with what your analysis, you know, is. And you do that telling her whatever you're thinking. But you have a very comforting tone, baby. Listen, I don't really agree with that, but I do see your point. But let me show you where your point is not, you know, looking out. And then you explain it. And then when you finish explaining it, you tell her, but listen, my life is not your life. So if what you think works better for you, then by all means, baby, do what you think. But if you see that you did not think of what I'm bringing to you, don't be shy. Talk to me. Let's get everything to work. Because I want you safe. Yeah, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. Got this bitch in my hand right now. Your absolute biggest obstacle that you have right now is the lack of confidence to go ahead with what the fuck you started. Most motherfuckers, especially motherfuckers with shit, I'm talking about leather coats, whatever, gabardine slacks, you know, motherfucker got a gang of money, you know, cars, you know, all that. Man, motherfuckers. My point is them motherfuckers lack the confidence. Most motherfuckers lack the confidence to use the words that they thought. These words, they thought of it as they was riding or whatever. And these words that they thought of are really true words. But just because it is the truth, this motherfucker can't say it to the bitch. Because he a punk-ass motherfucker, and he feels more comfortable lying to the bitch. And this is a fucking shared fear that all you motherfuckers be having. And if you don't have it now, you had it in one time. But what I'm saying, not everybody grow out of that goddamn shit. My confidence course got several ways to overcome the bullshit that I've been talking about. So I don't care. Get it, don't get it. Listen to my shows, don't listen to my shows. But what I'm saying is, when you don't take care of the motherfucking shit, it's going to consume you. And when you think of interacting with a woman, when you think of asserting anything you think, that's when that shared fear that all you motherfuckers have at one time or another. Am I qualified to do this? 4843, what's up?
Hello?
I got you, man. What's up?
Oh, yeah. I just got, like, one question.
Come
on,
man.
I want to ask, like, when studying the course, how do I go about studying? I only got, like, the up, like, part four or whatnot. I'm just about to go over it again before I get the rest of the course.
Listen to me. This is real what I'm going to tell you. I got a lot of dudes that bought the course. And then, you know, the $500 for the school, they don't want to spend. These dudes spend that $850, get the whole course, and they only do 20%, 25% of what the course is suggesting. But think about this. You a person that don't know nothing, and you buy the course, and you learn 25 things that you did not know. Hell, this course is hella good to you. But what if the course got 100 things for you to learn? You've only learned 1/4 of what the course has to offer. That's where SWU come in. Because I'm not letting you do that. I'm going to let you do your little bullshit effort, and I'm going to show you where your effort ain't shit. Then why don't you try this? And the more you try the shit I'm telling you to try, the more you're going to see that you wasn't doing shit. Even if you learned 25 things. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So that's my answer to that, bro. So, just
okay. So when I need SW...
I'm looking for you to register, man. Go to my site, AskRosewood.com. Pick a payment plan if you haven't bought everything. Whatever payment plan, we going to roll. The new goddamn semester starts October 1st. So you got time. Get your shit together. Get an SWU on the payment plan. As long as you're a man and you're going to, you know, honor your word, I don't give a fuck what payment plan you pick. You gonna pick it? Let's roll. Let's get our shit straight, bro.
I bet. Say less.
You know it. Okay. Now, I'm trying to... I hope you guys are actually hearing what I'm trying to give you right now. Because I'm trying to give you something significant. It's funny. If the same guy didn't like the woman that this guy that can't talk to women. If he didn't like that goddamn woman, he would have no problem talking to her. 517, what's up?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You saying that's your way of getting the woman to let her guards down because she always got her guards up, especially when she trying to decide on if you a quality motherfucker or not. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree
so
with
that's
that,
all
man.
I want to say.
Oh, that's it? Okay. I agree with that. Because they do be having their guards up because they ain't trying to let suckers that's been lying to them keep lying to them. So what I'm saying is this. In my way of thinking, Your confidence comes from knowing you're dealing with something you can follow. Otherwise, a plan. A conversation should have a beginning, middle, and an end. And you should know what it is because you're the one finna start this conversation. Now, if you want a motherfucking conversation to, like, flow on your feet, then you got to know how to show or pick when you want, let's say it's the beginning. But then right now, you got to, you ain't really, you know, following no plan, but you got to hear what the bitch saying so you can see to get to the middle. Let's make this the middle. And then when you do, as you're talking to the bitch, you don't know where the end coming. But when the bitch say something, you got to be able to hear, this is where I want to end this. Not end it, but get to where she's going to either do something or not. You got to think that shit. You have to know where the conversation is at any given moment. You know, is she ready to go? Is she thinking about it? You know, is she liking me? You know, you got to know that shit. And you have to know what responses to the statements that she make or that you make, she should say, as far as her response. You're supposed to know that shit. This don't mean that you got to memorize an entire conversation. But you do got to know where, when, how this conversation is supposed to be implemented if this bitch is going to implement it. And I'm going to tell you this again. I am a firm believer that you are never supposed to have idle conversation with a woman. I ain't never going to shoot the shit with a bitch. I always got some kind of intentions when I speak with a woman. And I don't care if I planned on it or not. If I'm just standing in line and she just walk up and say, hey, how you doing? Oh, I got intentions. Soon as I respond, I ain't getting a fuck. And it ain't gonna always be sexual. But I do have intentions. Because that's what catches. In reality, it's not a game that you put in. But if you do as I say, it'll feel like a motherfucking game. Then you'll be playing it and you'll be winning. When you have that woman engaged in your conversation, this is a sign that you can switch gears and see where you can take her. Otherwise, once you see she's following what you're saying, because of the simple words you're using, the way you're letting her not have any questions in her mind about what you said. Because when you engage her, the sooner you see an opening to go romantic, not the sooner. I'm fast. But what I'm saying, I don't want to say the sooner. You're going to be able to see an opening to go romantic. And when you see it, she's going to be considering you as, you know, the one she's been waiting for. But what I'm saying is, when you see it, she may not know that's what she's doing. But at that point, when you see it, you got to be real calm and smooth to start making moves that make her like you. Otherwise, move closer to her, touch her, let her smell your cologne. You know, I mean, you have to do little things. You still got to be on your motherfucking ABPs, and you got to play your motherfucking hand the entire time you're speaking with her. And you actually got to play your hand even when you get her in the car and you're on your way to the crib. Alpha motherfuckers are never caught off guard, especially with a woman, because we always play in our hand. We don't get in the car and don't think of what to do. We don't get in the car, start driving. We get in the car, and we think of what to do. Then we put it in drive and start driving. Shit, that shit didn't change damn near. Or we didn't thought of some more shit to do because we planned. We setting it up. We ain't going to even put it in drive until baby then said something to let me know, Not only did she go up to the car, she ready to go. Come on, man. When you understand the power and having the confidence to plan something and follow it through, you're going to understand how to be a real motherfucker in the dating game. I'm being real with y'all right now. I'm telling y'all some shit that's deep. When you point your confidence at someone, it should be as dangerous as a loaded weapon. And the difference with this gun is it can't run out of bullets. Because you got a motherfucking bead on how to make your life sound and be so exciting to a female who's into you that you're just going to come up with shit to say. 412. All right, Charles, don't fuck with me, goddammit. What's up?
Yeah, every time when you talk to a female, you got to have deadly intentions when you talk to them. Like,
you motherfucking
deadly, like knife. You know exactly where you're going, exactly where you end up with, and when you're talking to baby, if she don't jump on it, then you know that's what it is. And that's when you do the takeaway. But if she's riding along with you and your intentions is going over here to do something specific, you want to put her in the car and you just keep working her towards it. If she's going with it, then she's going with it. If she ain't, then that's when you go in the other direction, do the takeaway.
That's using that game you got in SW, man, because you got to be able to recognize that. You remember I was trying to tell you, man, you ain't got to talk to no bitch because you said hi. This motherfucker say some stupid shit or some shit that make you think you got to work too hard. All right, baby, I'll catch you later. Take it easy. You know, you got to be willing to do that. Huh?
Because you in control.
You motherfucking right. That's exactly right. So, that's dope, man. That's what I'm talking about. Nigga, that's how you kick it, nigga. What I'm saying is this. You got to make sure your conversation stays in a flowing pattern. You know, a pattern where you ain't going to stammer or stutter. Is she going to be at least smitten with you? I told you motherfuckers many times, women are as horny as you are. And most of them can't wait to run into a motherfucker who ain't afraid to ask them what they want. In all my shows, this one included, I try to encourage you to take chances. Don't be afraid to take chances, especially when dating. So it'll help. So fucking what if you miss one of the bitches or 7 out of 10 or 9 out of 10? Who gives a fuck? What matters is that after these 10, you getting 10 more. Because I got quit. No, that wasn't this weekend. Well, what was it today, Sunday? Oh, I got quit earlier this week by one of them bitches. Nigga, fuck you. I ain't coming over here. You know, I'm tired of listening to your shit. All right, baby. You know, so you saying you quit me? Yeah. You know, I told that bitch. Just a minute. 3,467. Oh, baby, you 3,467. She said, what the fuck you mean? You the 3,467 bitch to quit me. Bitch, I know how to take being quit. That bitch is at my house today. I'm telling you. This shit is real. That motherfucking bitch was at my motherfucking house today. And I bust her out. And the motherfucker was remembering all the shit I told her. Talking about she was mad. Look, I don't give a fuck if you're mad. Because if you're mad at me, then what I'm thinking is this. Why am I fucking with a bitch that's mad at me? What I'm saying is, this is how you gotta make them motherfuckers understand. Fuck you. This is about me. Fellas, I'm going to cut it short unless y'all got some questions. Well, this ain't short. I'm just going to cut it off. Unless you got some questions that can keep us kicking it. Because the thing about me, like I started the show off, I'm about progress. I don't care what I'm doing. I don't care how hard it is. If I'm involved in it, I want to see some progress. And if it's a, you know, some kind of real difficult shit, you know, which I have been doing some real difficult shit for the past 10 years. And I've seen progress. But I also seen how short I was when it comes to what I need. Every fucking time I saw that, I got what I needed. I did what I needed to do because I knew, or at least I believe, you know, you get this call, hey, yeah, we've been looking at your shit, man. We like your shit. Man, really, woo, woo, woo. And then something happened down the line and the deal don't go through. I've been had about, to be honest, serious business, 15, 16 of them motherfuckers. But I never gave up on the fact that one of these motherfuckers is going to be real. One of them going to call me or get in contact with me, and they're going to roll with me. And believe me, fellas, that's what happened. Now, money ain't came in yet. When I say roll with me, well, I'm saying give me my fair share. Don't take try to take all my money. Because I don't have a distribution deal. If you, you know, want to take what a distributor should get, 10 to 15%, you know, I'll roll with you. This is my thinking. But in reality, I would have rolled with a 50-50 deal. And I got 80-20. 80 for me, 20 for them. And that's only because not only was I ready, but I believed in myself. And I played hardball, man. I'm not, because he asked me to send him his shit before he sent me. Man, I'm not sending you shit until we sign some papers. I ain't sprung on you like that, man. I'm already making money. Man, and I'm playing hardball. This shit is real, fellas. The only thing you can get, or the only thing you should get from fucking with me, is that if you don't try it, it ain't gonna happen. Because I'm trying it. I'm going for it. And I'm gonna win. I'm out, fellas.